2FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
Morning, how are we, guys?
Good morning, Maddie.
Morning.
It's so good to have you here in the studio.
In room.
You know what? It's very weird working from home. I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Yeah, you were excited about the concept, but the reality, not fun.
I think that's the realization that most people have when they work from home. The idea is great. You just, you know, a couple of steps from your bed.
Exactly.
You're at
right.
your desk. But no.
Cup of noodles for lunch. And in the end, it's no fun.
It's nice to have you in person. It feels right.
Yeah, there's something about it, isn't there?
Yeah, it was
we're
hard
back
yesterday.
As a team.
I went shopping with Jade yesterday after I got my negative result, of course.
Mm.
And Jade was like the dog when the owner goes away.
And comes back from
the
holiday.
She's like, I missed you, Maddie. She wouldn't let go of me. I thought, that's sweet.
Yeah.
And why are you wagging your arm? I don't have a tail.
No, it was good.
Oh, that's nice. You guys had a little shopping trip together.
We did. How long
Half
was it?
Half an hour or something, was it?
4 hours.
4 hours?
At least. Well, I had to buy a birthday dress, so okay. Maddie was there for the full every outfit change.
Mm-hmm. How many was that?
15 to 20.
Mm. Wow.
Different dresses. And then where'd we go? We went looking for shoes, tights, makeup.
You know, I feel sorry for all of you boyfriends out there because you really need to try some new tactics to hurry the process up. I was trying a few different things yesterday. Whenever she would pick something up, I would say, that's a bargain, grab it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a bargain.
Like, that looks good. Just get that. That looks good. And I'm like, I know what you're doing.
The best tactic of all is, of course, the bait and switch where you get a friend to go along with them so that you don't have to go at all.
The bait and switch.
Yet again, your husband escapes.
Yeah, so. Well, he's learnt the bait and switch. He's a smart man. He's swapped you out. Next, though, it is a surprise for you, Maddie.
Another one.
And it's a surprise also for the people of Newcastle.
Yeah.
A chance to get something pretty cool.
Okay.
Like prize wise.
Yeah, this is massive.
Shania Twain, I'm out of here right now at UFM. Good morning.
I'm out of here.
The school holidays are here. Yay! And we want you to rediscover the hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails?
Head and Greta Drive-In, we have your tickets for your school holiday fun. They're almost over. Why not get the kids off with Dad? To the cinemas,
right.
Have a night alone,
Mum.
It'd be fun indeed. 13, 10 or 9 if you want to play. Let's go to the phones. And also, just a little bonus ad. Every single person on air will go into the draw for our major prize, which is a week away with the whole fam at Nelson Bay, brekkie included.
So good. All right. Who have we got first? Joanne, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. Are you wanting to get along to the drive-in head and greater?
That will be terrific.
All right, very simple, easy to win here at New FM. Heads or tails?
I'm going to go with tails.
All right, flip that magic coin, Maddie.
Oh, right,
here we go.
No, I'm sorry. You are in the draw, though, for the major prize, which is a week away at Nelson Bay, Joanne.
All right.
Oh, that would be great.
Thank you. We've got your details. Thank you. Next call, Jade.
We're going to Ashley. No, Julie. Hey, Julie. Oh,
good, thank you.
So we're playing heads or tails, Julie. Heads or tails?
I'll go heads.
Okay.
Heads, here we go. You got it.
You beauty. How good's that?
That's great, thank you.
Now, scream a little louder for us, Julie. Come on, wake everyone up. There we go.
All right, Julie, while we got you here, do you want a day in the Maddie Harrison driver's license sweepstake?
Why not?
All right, do you want just a random or do you want to pick one?
Just a random thing.
All right, Jade, give
all right, at random, you've got August 21st.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Julie.
Fingers crossed for you.
All right, we'll see who else is on the phone, shall we?
Should be.
So, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, you're in the draw for the holiday, but what's your date for my driver's license sweepstake?
What's the date?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you...
What day do you think Maddie's going to get his license?
Or do you want a random?
I'll go a random.
Done.
All right, very you're going to get July 23rd.
July 23rd. Good luck. Let's go one more. Paul, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Excellent. You're of course on the air, which means you get a date in Maddie's driver's license sweepstake. What date do you want, or do you want a random?
Let's chuck in 8th of August.
8th of August.
Done. Locked in.
Well
Paul.
Done, Paul. You've got that one. Good luck.
In the draw for the major draw, guys. The holiday to Nelson Bay.
But more importantly, Maddie's driver's license sweepstake.
We're getting proposals gone wrong. Okay, guys, so on 13.10.09, we're talking about proposals gone wrong because basically this guy, he's proposed to his girlfriend next to a waterfall,
mm-hmm.
and he actually pretended to propose to her and lose the ring. He threw the ring box into
a raging river,
and basically people are saying he should get fined.
For littering. Oh, we'll unpack that later. Tal Backman, She's So High, right now at New FM. Good morning. It's 6:24.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. Denovos. Denovos. New FM.
Everything all right, Crevo?
Oh, everything's great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. Something's off with you. Jade and I have both picked up on it today. What's going on?
It's your little routine. You had to be here right on time this morning, didn't you?
That's what it is.
With a minute to spare. You get into these, like when your routine's mucked up in the morning, you get a little antsy in your pantsy.
Well, luckily I was up a bit earlier today. I actually worked all right. I was all right.
Jade's looking at you with her x-ray eyes.
It's really weird. I was just sitting here and Maddie's like, what's up?
Because do you know what? I can see like half of your face over the screen and sometimes...
It is a bit like the neighbour. What's that neighbour?
Wilson from Home Improvement. Yeah. Sometimes you pop your eyes up and you give me like a dirty look, a dirty glance. Do you get that sometimes, Jay?
You don't realise how much you actually express through your eyes.
Take your stink eye elsewhere, brother.
You guys read way too much into it.
Well, you know what, guys? This guy called Zayden Gillette. Zayden Gillette. He recently proposed to his fiancée, Courtney, and basically he took her to Mesa Falls. It's this beautiful, like, raging river flowing with mist surrounding because of the waterfall just behind them.
The most romantic place you've ever been. Picture that. This is it.
But he's gone and pulled a little prank on her. So he's gone onto one knee to propose, and then he thought, you know what, I'll be a funny man and I'll pretend to drop the ring box, or he does drop the ring box down the side of the river.
Into the river.
And then that's it, never sees it again. She loses her mind and everything, but he's like, surprise, I really do have the ring here.
What a prankster. What a man.
I'd be furious, but people are saying he should be fined for littering.
That's me.
Because this video's gone viral. It has over like a million views.
He's throwing a ring box in the river. That's causing pollution. Some poor fish is going to eat that.
Do you really believe that?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. He should get a littering fine for that.
Well, it's in a national park.
What a disgrace.
Wow.
He should 100% be fined for littering.
What a joy kill you are.
Just don't throw it in the river. Or if you really need to pull
it's
the prank.
It's a funny prank, Crevo. It's a little box.
If you really need to pull the prank, put it on a very long string and then you can retrieve it.
It's a little box.
Nah, absolutely should be fined for littering. What a terrible example. Everyone will be throwing things in rivers now.
I don't know if I can take you seriously on this because really?
Yep. 100% he should be fined for littering. How disgraceful. Trying to get fame from throwing rubbish in the river. The worst.
It's a small box, Crevo. 13.10.09, though. Right or wrong, should he be fined for littering?
Absolutely.
Okay, doing it after Justin Bieber. Quavo, intentions, which wasn't his intention to have you on his back. 105.3 New FM, 6:37. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Quavo, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Wet start to your day, currently 14 degrees on the coast.
And basically on 13:10:09, we're taking your thoughts in this debate because a man's proposed to his girlfriend. He's pretended to throw the ring away in the box into the river. She's in tears, and then he goes, "Surprise, I've got the ring here." But people are saying, because this video has gone viral, that he should get fined for littering into the river. So it's just, you know, a nice little engagement ring box
that you get from Prouds or Michael Hill.
Yeah.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Using the environment, destroying the environment for the sake of TikTok fame.
Yeah, you're filthy,
Are you kidding me?
It's not for the sake of TikTok fame,
it
Prevo.
It is, 100%.
Well, that I don't know how many views. It's had over a million views, but this guy's Aiden Max. I know he's got like a good couple hundred thousand followers.
He's kicking the environment in the guts to get himself a little bit of fame and notoriety.
Wow. What an exaggeration. He's not. So how much do you think he should be fined for that tiny little ring box?
$200, $300 maybe. Maybe more because he's famous and he's making an example. Other kids might do the same thing.
So you think it's fine, Maddie?
No, not an issue. You know what? Get over it. Yeah, no issue.
No,
you're
absolutely
just being difficult.
No.
How old are you?
What do you mean?
Get your petition out.
Righto, let's go to the phones. Craig, what are your thoughts on this? Should he be fined?
Yeah, I reckon he should.
100%.
What if everyone else that wanted to propose through the river?
Craig.
Yeah, the river would be full of ring boxes and no room for the fish.
That's right.
Craig, are you married?
Nah, not married.
Yeah.
What's that?
That mean?
What's that going to
well, Craig's
do
never
argument?
Proposed.
Yeah, and he what? Wouldn't like that either.
How would you propose, Craig?
No, I'm probably not very romantic type.
So.
You're with Crevo.
You just leave the ring on the pillow, you sweetie pie. Well, Craig, thanks for calling this morning. So you get to go into our Maddie's driving license sweepstake. Pick a day, and if Maddie gets his license on that day, you get a case of wine. Which date would you like?
30th of August.
Boom, 30th of August, all yours.
Thank you, friend.
All right, Craig. Alicia, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Now, are you on my side or Maddie's side? Do you think this person should be fined for littering?
Absolutely fine him.
Yes. Thank you, Alicia. Excellent work. Some common sense. Now tell us, what date would you like in Maddie's driving license sweepstake, or you want a random?
I don't think you'll get it too soon.
All right. So between now and the rest of the year, what date do you think? Just take a random date.
The 3rd of October.
Nice.
October 3rd.
Like all
yours.
Hasn't been taken. Good morning, Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this? Should this guy get a fine for littering?
No. I'm all for a prank. It's hilarious.
Yes,
but if he knew he was going to do it, he probably could have got a biodegradable, environmentally safe box to throw in the river.
It could have been.
It definitely wasn't.
Look at us all assuming that is what has happened, Crevo. You know what?
I don't know.
I think it's totally fine. It's one ring box. And isn't it just the typical thing to say, Katie?
Well, if one person does it, everyone will.
Yep, everyone's wrapped in cotton wool. Harden up, people. Come on, have a joke.
Many states. Many states.
Poor environment.
I have to get on Crevo's
side
on this one.
Democracy wins.
I know, Katie, but I don't... you know me, I'm calling to when people flick their cigarette butts out the car window.
That's fair enough, but
yeah,
let
but
me...
that's not a prank.
Yeah.
That's not hilarious.
Mm, true.
Let's have a look at these two for a second, Katie. Let's sit back and let's discuss.
Unfolded.
You know what? We've got Jade, who loves a petition, who sometimes I think is an 85-year-old woman with nothing better to do. Crevo is wearing his old man sweater today. He's got a bit of attitude happening. These two, I'm telling you, it's a relationship made in heaven.
No, you've got to have a joke, but I do appreciate your position, but you've got to have a joke.
Thanks,
the world's
Katie.
Too ridiculous.
All right, well I don't agree with you, but we're, of course, giving you a date in Maddie's driver's license sweepstake. Do you want a random?
No, I'm thinking, if we go into lockdown, he's probably going to wait until, like, November, just before Christmas.
Okay. Or might want it before the long weekend, maybe. I'm booked for Monday. Pick another Monday, mate. You reckon he's got it? You got this, Maddie.
Do you want me to take you, mate? I'll take you in there. I'll sit beside you. I'll pass you notes. Let's do this.
You might need a lift. So, what are you locking in? Monday or?
Yeah, go, Maddie. Yeah, right. Monday.
Done.
I'm on it.
Katie, yes, your name is on there.
July 20.
Thanks, yeah, Katie.
Go, Maddie.
I love your support. I don't get it from the others.
I'll bring some pom-poms. I'll cheer you on, mate.
Oh, I love it.
We've got your number, Katie, so be warned, you might get the call for the lift.
I love that you did that gag 45 seconds ago and nobody reacted.
Yeah, but it's all about timing, you know. Sometimes things need to be done twice. Great comedic timing. That's what it's all about. Next, though, we are doing Love It or Loathe It. I want to talk about riding the ferry.
Okay, very good. It's 6:46, New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Midnight Oil, Love It or Loathe It, right now at 105.3 New FM. It's 6:55. And guys, heads or tails, back again. Now, what prize is on offer?
Oh, that's a good question.
Jade's got the information.
Okay, so your chance to play heads or tails again is at 8:50 today, and it is a family pass to the Port Stephens four-wheel drive tour.
Hot information.
Rev those engines.
Love It or Loathe It right now, New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
Love it or loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Of course, no fence sitting. The only rule, Jade, Maddie, riding the ferry, love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it.
I love ferries. I think, you know, if I go on holiday somewhere, if I have the opportunity to catch a ferry, I will catch a ferry.
Yeah, we've got our own one here in Newey, of course. What are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, love it. Sometimes, if I'm feeling up to it and bothered, I'll actually go and catch the ferry over to Stockton.
Will ya?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't caught the ferry here yet.
It's very nice.
Go have a nice beer, some lunch, and then get it back.
Mm. It's great. Well, very convenient for you.
Yeah, it's right on your doorstep.
Footage out from a drone of the Manly ferry yesterday, of course, with all the storm that's been happening. It honestly looks like a cork bobbing around in the ocean. It's so ridiculous. Like, the waves look like almost as tall as the ferry itself.
I'm surprised they even had the ferry running still.
Very scary. I'm going to spin this screen around so you guys can have a quick look.
I've actually been on that ferry during a storm before. Yeah, yeah, twice actually.
Me too. It was pretty impressive.
Pretty freaky.
Wow, I wouldn't be getting on it.
Yeah, but people still catch it.
That's crazy.
The standard for them to cancel the Manly ferry is incredibly... The sea has to be insane. Very rarely do they cancel it. But sometimes people are sick and everything.
There was yesterday, the Bureau of Meteorology put out a hazardous surf warning.
Yeah, the swells were insane.
They were massive. So you'd think in that stance they would can a ferry.
No, but bear in mind
the Sydney ferries just go mostly through the harbour. It's when they go past the heads
going towards Manly. Out around the heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a brief period of time. Not brief when you're in the storm, though.
I would love to know how many life jackets are on those ferries.
I think it's a bit of fun. You know, if you're commuting to work on the Manly ferry, you are loving that part of your day.
Not when the businessman next to you sicks on you, though.
You're only going to love it if you hate your job and you don't want to go to work.
That's a good excuse.
You're like, oh, the ferry went down. Sorry.
It got a little bit dark, didn't it?
Real dark.
Oh, pet birthdays after this, guys. We're going to be meeting Helen, and she's celebrating her Great Dane Cross Bull Mastiff's pet's birthday a little bit later on in the year, but it's a very special pooch, so we're going to talk about it.
Oh, very good. Okay, 7:02 with the Novos. Good morning.
New FM Headquarters. The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores. 6 locations across the Hunter. On New FM. The Novos pet birthday. Shout out. Guys,
we are celebrating a birthday a little bit early, but that's okay. Hudson. He's a Great Dane Cross Mastiff, and he's actually a December baby. And what? We've got his fur mama.
Why are we celebrating it today?
Because it doesn't matter when his birthday is, it's going to come up.
I know you like celebrating your own birthday early, Jade. But December?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. We've got his fur mama, Helen, on the phone. Helen. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good,
Helen,
thank
were you,
you
surprised to receive this call?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, when Jay called yesterday at work, I was like, you do know it's December.
Yeah, I think it's nice celebrating your birthday a little bit earlier. Tell us about Hudson. He's a big, gentle giant, I hear.
He's a really big, gentle giant. He just adores the kids, and you walk out the back and he just comes bolting up at you. He stops setting his steps right at your feet so he doesn't bowl you over, and he just follows you around and helps you where he can, taking the washing off the line, picking up stuff he shouldn't touch.
Helen, Great Dane must be pretty bloody big. Do you ever get scared that he'll turn one day? Well, that's my biggest fear with a big dog like that.
No. He goes out the back. We've got stairs out the back, and he will be out there playing with them, but he always makes sure he goes past them. He doesn't go near them at the stairs.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so nice.
He's a gentle giant.
I've actually been told Great Danes are like a very calm dogs. They're actually quite lazy, aren't they?
Oh,
I could be wrong.
I don't know if you call him lazy, but he knows how to find the sun in the backyard and chase it around the backyard.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's so cute.
Just quickly, Helen, how old is Hudson?
He's going to turn 6 this year.
So he's still well and truly
the
5.
The big 6. Well, you know what? You can, I don't know, it is the winter, and if Hudson's getting cold, you are going to be getting a voucher to spend up at Pet Quarters. They have a huge range of new season beds and coats to make him feel nice and warm.
Nice. Thanks,
Helen.
That's okay.
Celebrating early, the Novo's pet birthdays, newfm.com.au to nominate. Jade, you're very annoyed at the moment because, of course, your mother-in-law has been inviting people to your birthday that you do not want there.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. So, yeah, okay. That's basically it. I was going to try and fluff it up a bit. That's what it is. So, it's my birthday on Saturday, but we're having our birthday dinner on the Friday night. So, I said to Monica, because she's actually up in Queensland at the moment, my mother-in-law, I said, hey, Ben and I are coming up to celebrate with my family. I want you to come along too. You're part of it. And I'm going to invite my father-in-law, my brother, and all that sort of stuff, brother-in-law. And then she goes and starts, you know, inviting other people. And I found out through my brother-in-law. And I was like, hey, that's not on. But Ben's like, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, yes, there is. You can't just invite other people to someone else's birthday dinner. So on 13-10-09, is it right or wrong to invite other people to someone's birthday party that they haven't invited?
They're people, you know. You'll be fine.
It's not the point, though.
She's not happy. She's a woman scorned. 7:08 right now with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Pink, Trite, New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Rate the Music is back. Love it, rate it, hate it. newfm.com.au. Takes under 10 minutes. Great prize this time, guys.
Oh,
what
can't
is
wait
it?
For this.
Charlestown Square Entertainment Pass Extraordinaire. See the happiness rainbow and grab a happy pack each day these school holidays at Charlestown Square's Feel Good Fun Fest. That sounds like a lot of fun, if you ask me.
Sounds easy for a chance to win.
That's right. Right now, though, 13-10-09, we're asking you, right or wrong, inviting people to the birthday when it's not your birthday.
It's my birthday, it's my birthday, I'ma spend my money.
That is right, because look, my mother-in-law, I love her, but sometimes she does things that just questions that love. So it's my birthday on the weekend.
Is
so
it?
Is it? We're coming up.
And early, for those who don't know, we're having the family get-together on the Friday night. So I said, my mother-in-law is back up in Queensland at the moment. So I said to her, you're welcome to come, you know, have dinner with my mom and my dad and the family. And I said to Ben, look, I'll invite my brother-in-law and your dad as well. Make it, you know, all the family can come together. So anyway, then I find out through my brother-in-law when I was telling him, like, inviting him along. He goes, oh, did you know that, you know, Lee's coming?
Who's Lee?
Who's Lee? It turns out it's a friend of Monica's, like a family friend. Like, I've known her for, you know, 16 years, but
doesn't
still.
Doesn't matter.
Like, it's not the point.
That's fine. Fair. It's just a family dinner at a restaurant. You just, a couple extra people, where's that going to hurt?
I thought it was wrong. Like, regardless if I know them or not, like, she has been a part of my life for that
we
amount of time
know
as well.
That you're a massive control freak when it comes to organising your own birthday.
Well, that's true. Mm.
Massive control freak. Has the cake been ordered? Has the platter been ordered? Yes, Jade, it has. But, I tell you what, don't invite people to the birthday without asking first.
Mm.
I think it's so rude. The height of rudeness.
Oh, it's fine. You're going for what? A bit of Thai food, is it?
Yeah, we're going to a Thai restaurant.
Doesn't matter.
You get a couple of extra pad CUs and away you go. It's fine. It's share plates anyway.
Are you paying for the dinner?
I guess so.
The whole dinner?
Well, yeah. Well, it's the birthday. Well, sorry. Nah, I'm assuming someone else in the family will pay, seeing it's celebrating me. like,
oh, then it's fine. You're not even paying.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's the point. It's the principle.
When
but
you think
I don't
of your
know
birthday, right, you think of a vibe, and the vibe that you want. It's your birthday. The people there represent the environment you want for your birthday.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. I just thought to myself, you
like, what is Lee going to bring to the party?
He's probably
except another mouth to feed.
Lee's probably a bunch of fun, and he'll contribute.
Mm. Well, anyway, 13:10:09. Is it right or wrong to invite other people to someone else's birthday party? Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Brumus.
Hello.
Day to you.
Jenny Cray, what are your thoughts on this?
You know what? I get it. I honestly get it. She shouldn't just invite anyone or her friend. And even though it's a family friend, I get it. It can be rude. But, Jade, think about it. Another present. Even though it's another mouth to feed, it might be another present. And if you're anything like me, the more people, the bloody merrier. Party up, girl.
Exactly right.
Okay.
We're in time. It is so hard. We're about to get locked down, I reckon, in another week or so. Say, girlfriend, let your hair out, let your boobs flash, go for it.
I'm all for it. Thank you, Jenny. I will flash. I'll take a picture and I've got your number. So you don't miss it. But more the merrier, I'm all for that. But I just think it doesn't matter. Like, I'm happy for more people to come. And if she was feeling, like, uncomfortable that she wanted someone else there to chat to or whatever, that's fine. But I think you do the right thing. You say, hey, is it okay if such and such comes to your party?
I think you're right.
She's probably old school baby girl. She's old school, so she thinks she's got the right to invite whoever she wants.
Yeah, well, you know what? I do call her mum. So there I think she, like, we are very close, so she probably thinks that there was nothing wrong with it, but I still think there's that level of respect.
Thank you, Jenny Craig. Jade, what's the restaurant called?
I don't. Oh, actually, mum screenshotted it to me. Do you want me to find out?
What suburb? Caboolture?
Chermside, actually.
Chermside.
For those of you who might know Queensland up there.
Well, if you want to see Jade getting loose, as Jenny Craig suggested.
Chermside. Chermside tie. That's right.
Oh, that's so
Friday
funny.
Friday night.
Grab yourself a laksa and a Chang beer. Sit back and relax and watch the whole thing unfold.
To be honest, I can't pronounce it. Thai Athuthaya.
Athaya. I don't know.
I don't know. But it's meant to be really good.
Very good. News that didn't make the news. Coming up next with Hamish at New FM 717. Good morning.
The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right. Hamish is here to give us all of the sweepings from the newsroom floor, all of the greatest stories that were too good for the main bulletin.
Too good, yeah. Take all those sweepings and serve them up on a plate.
Great.
Yes.
What have you got
for us?
Doesn't
sound very appetizing, does it? Speaking of putting things on a plate, that's a seamless transition. Mm. When you were a kid, do your parents ever tell you, make sure you finish what's on your plate?
Yeah, always.
Right, okay. So it turns out that could actually be a bad thing. According to one study, it could program kids to become obese as adults. Now, that is according to a study in the US, it's got to do with something called the vagus nerve, which is the nerve that connects the brain to the stomach, basically transmits information that lets you know that you've had too much or that you're hungry. Mm. Now, making kids eat more than they want could actually condition or trick that nerve to the point where they may not be able to control their appetite properly later in life.
Totally believe that. Yeah? Makes sense. Mm.
So I've got a reason to blame my parents.
Look, I was going to say,
my weight.
Poor old parents, they eventually get the blame for everything.
They do,
they?
Yeah, well, they do.
They get old and unable to defend themselves.
But this is great. This one's an actual fact.
Perfect scapegoat. Oh,
it's a study. Look, you read into it what you will. According to North Carolina University.
You've just armed the entire kids of the population of kids in the Hunter, Hamish, that comeback to their parents. Right. Hamish said, I don't have to eat all of my veggies.
Because I'll then be obese later in life.
Do you want me to be obese, Mummy?
This doesn't apply to veggies. Eat your veggies.
Start with your veggies first.
Exactly. There you go. Right. Then move on to the pie. Okay, now, I'm sure that you guys have been, you're into Harry Potter.
Oh, I love Harry Potter. It's my ringtone.
Is it now?
On my phone, yeah.
Is it now? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I've got Doctor Who as mine. It's scary when it starts to ring. Anyway, if you got into Harry Potter when it first came out and you happened to keep one of the early books, you may be sitting on a potential goldmine. Oh. As a student money site in the UK, it's found that a first edition can reach up to £33,000. That's what, 70,000 Australian dollars? Actually happened at an auction earlier this year. Now, if you have a hardback copy from 1997, have a look at a couple of things. If the word philosopher is misspelt on the back page, it could be worth a lot. Also, the author's name, Maddie's actually standing up, he's so excited. Also, if the author's name on the inside page is listed as Joanne Rowling rather than J.K. Rowling, it's a ditto to the value.
Wow.
Okay, so hardcover first edition printings of this book.
From 1997.
Yep. Yeah, there's only about 500 were published.
Oh, okay.
And 300 of those went to libraries.
Yes.
Guys, I'm not even joking. At my mother's house, I have a hard-copied version of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. I'm almost certain that it ticks off those boxes.
Go and have a look.
Taken from the library at school and never returned.
I was actually thinking about that. What's the legality about doing that? Or the moral aspect? Do you have to give the library some of the money when you sell it at auction?
That's funny.
Smithfield Public Schools, soz guys.
Maddie's getting a new car.
Get your mum's
check. I'm serious. Didn't your mum
throw out your valuable Pokemon cards as well?
No, my Dragon Ball Z VHSs and the Pokemon cards. Yeah.
Interesting, because this study also talked about the value of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon cards. And some of them are worth an absolute mint.
I wish I kept my Pokemon cards. I know. We're going to call Suzanne. We're going to find out.
She's probably thrown that out too.
Probably.
Like everything else.
My mum threw out a little signature bat with Don Bradman's name on it. Don Bradman's signature. I'm never going to forgive her for that.
Oh, hey.
Never.
My heart hurts.
It's a knife to the judge.
The reseller in me is dying.
Hey, guys, we are playing Beat the Meat. Thank you, Hamish. Next, of course, we have Singo's sausages to give away.
Oh, yes.
Beat the Bomb style game. All you've got to do is say stop before the sausages explode. Mm-hmm. If you want to play 131009, we're going to do that next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
Oh, it's a great day today because you're leaving
early.
Oh.
That's why you're so happy.
Nothing to do with that. All right.
It's got nothing to do with that, Matthew. What are we doing?
We're very excited because today we have launched the Maddie Harrison Driver's License Sweepstakes.
Yay.
This is anyone who calls the show and wants a date in the sweepstake can have one between now and the end of the year.
And from 8:40, we're going to be doing a blitz. So at 8:30, you want to, be calling the show because we're going to do a blitz.
That's right.
You can get
your name on the switch, on the calendar. If you win, 6 bottles of wine, all yours. All you have to do is pick the date between now and the end of the year that Maddie gets his driver's license. It's a fun game.
I'm locked in for Monday. I don't know how many more times I have to say this to you guys.
He keeps claiming he has a booking for Monday, but we've heard this all before.
For years.
We've heard it all before. And also, no guarantee you'll pass either.
Yeah, that's true. You've got to pass your license.
Thanks, guys. Hey, enough about us. We want to give you some free meat. Beat the Meat 131009 if you want to play Beat the Bomb style game. You've got to say stop before the big explosion and the sausages explode. The lines are open, 131009 if you want to win those sausages, playing after Hunters and Collectors, the Holy Grail, 105.3 New FM. It's 7.36 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yes, I love this game. Each week we have sausages on offer here. Beat the Bomb style game with Beat the Meat. All you've got to do, as the amount of sausages rises, you need to get in before the big explosion. Say stop and you win that amount of sausages.
Yeah, you've got to be careful of rising sausages.
We got Ashley on the line. Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Ashley. You sound vibrant.
Oh, yes, I've been awake since 5:30 a.m. just for work.
Jeez, what time do you knock off?
Oh, let's hope around 4 o'clock.
Oh, long day. What do you do, Ashley?
Yeah. I run a cleaning business with my best friend. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love that.
That's so cool.
You know what? I can smell a Romeo and Michelle style business.
Yeah. Did you love that movie, Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion?
Yeah.
Couple of girlfriends, you know.
Making money together.
Yep.
Is it a lot of fun working with your best friend, or has your friendship suffered because of it?
Oh, you know what? It has its up and downs, but we've been friends for 15 years, so it's just like having a sister now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And you do a big high five when you sign a big contract and stuff.
Yeah, we do.
I'll give your business a plug.
Yeah, it's A&B Cleaning.
And do you have a website, phone number?
Yeah, it's our phone numbers, so 0478-775084 and just Facebook.
Do you do, is it more commercial or is it house cleanings and bonds?
Everything. So domestic, bonds, commercial, builders cleans. Yeah, we do the lot.
You have a very trusting voice, because I know I talked on the show the other week about getting a cleaner. No,
also, but it's very Jade's friendly. Birthday. Have you thought about giving her house a clean?
I'm not hitting Ashley up. No, I just thought to myself, if I was going to hire a cleaner, you got something about your voice. It's very trusting.
Oh, thank you.
That's a compliment.
You're hooking Jade up with a house clean.
I don't want anything. I'm just giving a compliment.
Thank you. That's kind.
You're welcome. So let's see if we can win you some sausages.
Let's do it, Ashley. Remember to say stop before the bomb goes off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages.
Stop.
12 sausages.
Yay! You beauty.
Congratulations.
Oh, Ashley, I love you. You're not greedy.
A little team barbecue, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what?
Family barbecue.
We had 37 sausages today, Ashley.
Oh, wow.
12's enough, though.
Yeah. The other ones, you know.
How many do you need, really? Exactly.
It's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries, guys. Our prices are undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Oh, how good. Hey,
yeah, very exciting.
Big dilemma next.
Yeah, absolutely. Jade was just telling us a couple of minutes ago that she's thinking about, she's getting a tan for her birthday, right? Yeah. Gotta look your best. Gotta show up your sister.
real talk.
No, I got a dress. We went dress shopping yesterday and I think it'll look better with a tan.
Right. So you were saying you need a fake tan.
Yeah.
And you said, boys, I don't know whether to get the $55 one from a professional or to nip down the TAFE and get a $5 trainee tan.
Yep.
Big
price difference.
A huge $50, Jade.
Yeah.
I say go and get the $5 TAFE one. Maddie's saying, Crevo, you're crazy. You got to get the professional.
When is the last time, Crevo, you went and paid for a fake tan, if ever?
I've never done it.
Well, who are you going to listen to, Jade? Your gay best friend or Mark Crevo, who's never had a tan?
131009, Are you team Maddie? Get the professional. Or are you team Crevo? Get the TAFE $5. That's such a bargain.
What should I do? I genuinely need help in this decision because these guys, there's no tiebreaker. 13, 10, 09.
You got your eyebrows done yesterday.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And they look really nice.
Thank
professional or TAFE job?
Paid $45 for a professional job.
Yeah, you've already wasted all your money on your eyebrows. Save
we all
it.
Know what happened to the tint. When you did it yourself.
Yeah.
Was not a professional job.
I looked like Groucho.
Mm. All right. Call us up now. Oh, good phones are ringing. Jade, 744. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Ava Max live across Newey with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. We're talking Jade's horrible fake tan dilemma. Now, you're not sure as to whether you get the $55 pro fake tan or the $5 TAFE job. And yeah. I think that you definitely should pay for the $55 pro job.
Jade, save yourself $50, a pineapple in your pocket, and you get the same tan.
It's
come
true.
On, go for the TAFE
it's
job.
True. I'm sort of wheeling towards the $5 TAFE job.
Come on.
Hey, Robbie.
Be smart.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Robbie.
How are we?
Good.
Great,
good.
Great.
She needs to get the pro job, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Really, Robbie?
What? Are you serious? Do you hate money, do you?
No. It's just that all I've got to do is one word for TAFE. Learning.
Yeah. But how are they going to get better if I don't... If I
you don't,
don't
help out.
Yeah.
Jade, you go and get the $5, but if it doesn't work out, don't whinge.
Yeah, I'm stuck with it. Yep. Good point.
Let me do your tan. I'll do it for $10.
Maddie's not even had the TAFE instruction. How is he going to
do it?
Yeah,
but
great
the tan
job?
In a can is actually very good these days. You can buy it and...
Imagine
why don't you get
I'll
Benny
stand
on
there
it?
Nude. Do you feel comfortable giving me an all-over body tan nude?
Are you happy? Do you feel comfortable? That's the real question.
I'm okay with
I'm
it.
I'm fine with it.
What do you think about this, Robbie?
I'll do it.
Robbie's like,
take
I'll do
bid.
It for eight.
Taking bids.
Don't steal my work, Robbie, now. Thank you.
Oh, I would feel comfortable with Robbie, too. Who's on
Tony.
The line?
Tony. Hey.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, it's Coach Tony from Pickleball.
Oh, g'day, Tony.
Tony. Now,
are you getting in on this bidding action?
Yeah. Pro job or TAFE job for you?
I think you go the $5 job for a couple of reasons.
Yep.
The first reason is you're going to get some brownie points of Ben because you're probably still in trouble for the bike trail.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
And if it's a crappy job, you can... it's winter. You're going to be covering up most of the time anyway.
No, she ain't covering up in this dress, let me tell you.
But most of the time, Tony's right.
Yeah, no, Tony is
two
right.
Two good points. Great. That's one to Team
Crevo.
One's a Team
Tony,
Maddie.
I've got a question for you. Are you comfortable as the head of Pickleball in the Hunter for your celebrity ambassador to be pictured with a bad fake tan?
Oh, actually, no, I won't change my decision. I trust Jade.
Aw, Tony.
Excellent.
I won't
See
be at training
man.
Tonight as well. Sorry.
We'll fade that one down real quick.
Spewing. Oh, well. Well, that didn't help. It's completely tied.
This is what's going to happen, right? I'll do your fake tan for you.
Will ya?
Yeah, I'll do it. So basically what we need to do, we need to strip you down.
Yeah.
All right? So you know that exfoliating glove you purchased yesterday?
Yeah.
We need to exfoliate you all over.
Surely Jade can do that part herself.
I can do that bit.
You can do that, but I'm happy to help as your gay best friend.
Gay best friend. Yeah, no, that's fair.
And then what we'll do, you pat it off and then we'll start the layers and we'll get the little mitt. You have to buy the good stuff, though.
Yeah, I like the tan in the can. That's my favorite.
What does that set you back?
Right, I think it's like maybe $11.99.
You can do it for under $20.
Easily.
Okay.
Two cans.
Actually, I don't want the responsibility.
Come on,
Maddie.
You're committed.
You've done it now. You're committed. Plus, it's two cans, $20 plus Maddie's fee of 10, you're at 30. You might as well get the pro.
Listen to the show for this groundbreaking
decision. Can we do it on the show?
Decision.
We'll do it on the show tomorrow.
No, I can't.
Okay. We have a shower here.
It's true.
All right, well,
live streaming.
Watch this space. It's 8:02.
Blur out the bits.
Yep. UFM Weather Whiz Kid coming up next. If you'd like to be a Weather Whiz Kid, get your parents to log on, ufm.com.au, and you could be reading the weather live on air next week here on the show. We're going to do it after the news at 7:58. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Head to ufm.com.au and register your details.
Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid
with the Novos. Hi, I'm Daisy Harris. I'm 8 years old and I go to Bellbud Public School. Hi, Lily, I'm on the radio. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of showers most likely in the early morning. We are expecting a top temperature of 16 degrees in the city, 17 degrees inland and 16 degrees around the lake. Cloudy with the chance of showers tomorrow and partly cloudy with the chance of showers on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh,
my God.
Daisy.
You did such a good job.
Better spoken than us.
Can I say, I also want to do that every time I start a bullet and just say, I'm on the radio. Because it's exciting. It really is.
Mum.
Still is.
Daisy Harris, she's 8 years old and she goes to Bellbird Public School. Great job, Daisy.
Well done.
Really
well
proud
done,
of you.
Daisy.
Yay! Like I said, better spoken than us. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, bless her. And if you want your child to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, just go to our website at newfm.com.au.
We've got a big surprise for all of you kids out there listening at the moment as well. So we've got a brand new segment starting next week. And it's called Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Toy Boss. So we have a whole bunch of toys in our boss's office. And we need kid reviewers.
That's right. Mm. So basically, you'd be one of the first kids to try these toys, test it out, and tell other kids how good they are.
Yeah.
Let's give it to Daisy. First one. Daisy's passed the test.
She did
great
a good job.
On there. Daisy, if you're listening, we'll get in touch with your mum and dad after the show.
You can be our first toy boss.
And you get a free toy that you get
how
to review.
How exciting.
I know.
You've just awesome. Made Daisy's day. But guys, a friend of ours wanted to name their kid Nutella.
Well, it was our boss, JT.
Yeah, let's just put it out there. Our boss, JT, big congratulations to him. He actually did have the baby, I believe it was last night.
He had the baby.
His wife did. So big congratulations to Joel and Tara. Hayden Oakley Storm Thompson.
Little girl.
And she's healthy, mum's doing well. But the thing is, he actually said around the office he was having an argument over the baby's name, which happens a lot with couples when it comes to choosing the baby's name.
Was he having a moment?
I think he just...
Wanting to name his child Nutella.
He was dead serious.
Well,
Nutella.
Don't forget the correct pronunciation. Nutella.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nutella. I don't like that. Nutella. But anyway, Hayden, I think she dodged a bullet because, sorry, my boss JT, that was not a good name, Nutella.
Do you know what? He's openly said around the office he sits there on the weekend and eats Nutella out of the jar with a spoon.
He loves it. I can understand why when you love something that much.
Just looking at it on the shelf there.
We finally sent him mad. He's flown the coop.
Yeah. Don't do that to pretty little Hayden calling in Nutella. So that's great. But unusual baby names. You thought, you know what? We're going to open the phones up 13 10 09. What is the most unusual baby names that you have come across? Whether it's you've named your child an unusual name or someone you know.
Maybe a family member.
Friend of mine I worked with up at the Sunshine Coast called their baby Blade.
Blade.
Not kidding. Blade. Very unusual name.
All right, prizes on offer. The other big boss just walked past and gave us the stink eye. I think you might have heard that. Sorry, Paul. It's 8:09 with the Novos. Good morning. Currently 12 degrees in Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au, for a Charlestown Square Entertainment Extraordinaire Value Pack, guys.
And on 13.10.09, we want to know the most unusual baby names that you have come across. Girlfriend of mine, Pieta, that's her actual name. I think it's European, though.
Must Pieta.
Be. But she named her child Blade. Mm. And I thought, that's very unusual. Blade.
You know what? In a way, cool, like the movie.
She loves Blade Runner, clearly.
Blade Runner. Yeah. He'll get that for the rest of his life. Were your parents fans of Blade Runner?
Oh, the old runners come in here. The athlete.
You have such a huge responsibility as a parent to name your child the right name. Because at the end of the day, that's why so many people just opt for a biblical name. You can't go wrong.
Mm. Well, Matthew, John, Peter, Mark. Paul. We put this on our Facebook page, and I have to read you out a couple of these names. One lady says, Vengeance. It was a boy.
Oh, God.
Who names their child Vengeance? That's terrible.
Here's another great one. Buster, due to the reason he was conceived, and his sister, Sequel.
Unusual.
Very unusual.
And terrible names. I'm just putting it out there. I think they're horrible.
Do you think Vengeance was named in a baby trapping situation?
It could well have been. I've heard stories of baby trapping. It's a real thing.
You'll never forget that. You'll never forget that.
Linda actually goes, my second cousin is called Gem Tree. That's unusual.
Oh, people are corked, aren't they? Gem Tree.
Gem Tree. That sounds like one of those 90s shops where they sold a lot of crystals and candles.
Yeah, but we're going
to guys, welcome to Gem Tree. Gem Tree, like, Katara, how can I help you?
Would you like some Nag Champa with that?
We're going to go to Grace. How are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's the most unusual name you've come across?
I work in hospitals, so you come across some very interesting names. The best one that I came across most recently was Audio.
Borneo, like the country?
Audio, as in like audio hearing.
Oh, what? Get out of town. AUDIO, Audio, that's insane. Yes.
Audio, and their middle name was Audio Rogue.
Oh, no. So, Grace, I've got a theory on this. Do you think it's because after the mother perhaps has had an epidural, a bit
too
groggy,
much happy gas,
you know, a lot happening after a birth? Do you think maybe they're not thinking right?
I've got a little one, and I called him. I had the epidural. I was on the gas. I had everything, and I got John.
Yeah, right. So didn't send you over the edge.
I don't think it's an excuse.
That's amazing. So are you a midwife?
No, I'm a nurse, but when you're doing your studies, you've got to do placement in theatres. We did theatres for about 6 months. We did deliveries, so yeah.
How fascinating. Oh, that's amazing for that call. Audio.
Wow.
Perfect for this job.
MP3.
Yeah.
That'll be the next.
So WAV.
That'll be the second child. Yeah.
Thank you, Grace. Any more there? Interesting ones? Let's run through a few more.
Yeah, there was a fascinating one. Let me scroll. Oh, so someone actually called their child Australia.
I like this one. Retaw, which is R-E-T-A-W, water spelt backwards. That's somebody like on the happy gas, I reckon.
So Elaine goes, my grandson's name is Ulrich de Broy. So it's actually capital U-L Rich, Ulrich.
What a grandmother. She dobs her own grandkid in for having a terrible name on the radio.
She was not impressed.
Yeah, oh, me neither.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, speaking of baby names, Iggy Azalea has revealed what her baby boy is called. Oh. Also, two exciting news for I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here.
Awesome. We'll hear from Jackson next with What's the Goss at 16 past 8 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Producer Jackson bringing us all the juicy details.
Good morning. Yeah, you were talking about baby names before. Iggy Azalea's just had a baby boy.
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Wow. See, come on, Jade. You got to listen to the goss.
Yeah, I did this the other week.
Yeah, Jade. Last
How much
week.
Are you paying attention
are you
to
sure?
Me?
Yes.
If you don't listen to Jade, she's coming for you.
Wow. Iggy Azalea.
Anyone else, though?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I believe after I did that story as well, you called me the goss king.
Did
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean... What's
no,
good, Jay?
You know what's throwing me is because I saw an article and it said Iggy Azalea's new amazing look, and she's apparently super thin and looking amazing.
That's
and blah,
because
blah, blah.
You got conned into a clickbait yet again. Jackson, what's the baby's name?
Okay, so before I get to the baby's name, she's doing that annoying thing where people just post, like, and I mean, if you do it, I'm so sorry to offend you, but where she posts the baby just doing nothing on Instagram. So this is a little bit of...
Baby boy, are you going to say something to me?
No, he's not, because he's just been born. That goes for about 40 seconds, but she paired that with a caption saying, best friends, Amethyst and Onyx. So Amethyst is her name, Onyx is the baby's name.
Oh, cute. She's gone with the stones.
Yes, and a lot of her fans are saying, your names go so well together. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do.
She's there as being.
Besties forever.
Oh, Amethyst and Onyx.
Amethyst.
I like it. My step cousin, I guess, his name's Onyx.
They're real Byron name. Bay hippie names, aren't they?
Well, it's funny because she is a hippie.
Yeah, and isn't that Azalea's from Byron Bay?
She's from Mullumbimby. Yeah. Isn't that just such a Mullumbimby name?
100%.
Do you reckon she still goes back to Mullumbimby?
No chance.
No, I think
I think she hasn't been back since she left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she probably had a bitterness towards her childhood and growing up there.
Mullumbimby is very small and
small,
quiet.
Small, and she's very different. She's very tall, and I think she would have stood out and would have been teased by the other kids for having Amethyst as a name and stuff.
Nickname Helga.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Moving on. So this is going to be filmed in Australia next year because of COVID-19. Now, we're hearing rumours of who's going to be on there. Apparently, producers of the show are eager to sign 32-year-old Zac Efron because he's in the country right now. So he's one of the big American stars that they could actually get.
Jeez.
He wouldn't do it.
No, I think he would.
I couldn't imagine because he did that story the other day saying that he wants to get out of Hollywood and the spotlight. So I wouldn't think that he would go on a TV show that sort of puts him right in it.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, apparently. That's why he's moved to Byron Bay, to just be a little bit more low-key. But I love how all the articles are calling him the High School Musical star. Like, he hasn't done anything in the 20 years following that movie.
You know what? I think he just hasn't found happiness. I think he's a very lonely man.
Mm.
And he just can't trust anyone. Sort of like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
He's not that big a star, though.
No, I don't think so either. And he needs to stop dyeing his hair silver.
He's a Greek god.
You
could dip him in bronze
worth?
And put him on the shelf.
Great body.
He's that good looking. He's not real.
Speaking of his great body, he came out and said when he was filming Bad Neighbours, I think that movie was, where he had the full rig.
Yeah.
He said he was so unhappy because it's literally just signing your life away to zucchinis for dinner and 2,000 sit-ups a day.
Yeah.
Jeez, that sounds like
not
my life.
Wasn't he also in the critically acclaimed remake of Baywatch?
Yes. Yeah, he was with, what was that, Big Rock, The Rock.
The Rock, terrible.
Big Rock.
And he was in The Greatest Showman rock. As well, I think.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
He's worth $25
million. Gone are the days. Remember he was on that show, Jackson, Summerland, with Jesse McCartney back in the day?
I do remember Summerland. My sisters were obsessed.
Yeah.
He's just so good looking.
He wasn't back then.
He reminds me of someone, though, that would be, like, very annoying and prissy. Don't you reckon?
No, but he spends a lot of time. He did the Kokoda Trail, I believe, the Kokoda track.
Yeah.
He goes to, like, I think he was in the Solomon Islands where he nearly died not long ago. He does a lot of outdoorsy.
Yeah, the Bear Grylls thing as
well. Yeah, he loves that stuff.
There you go. Thank you, Jackson. No great updates. Very northern New South Wales based today. I love that.
Yeah.
Informative, as always.
So local.
Oh, super local. Hey, coming up after this, we're chatting to Jake from The Bachelor. The Bachelor in Paradise kicking off on Wednesday. This is his third time doing the show.
Oh, is he ever going to find love? We'll find
the
out
hard
after
thing
this.
For him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Download Tinder, mate. Jeez. There's got to be another method for it.
It's hard chance, you know, to find the one.
All right, we're going to do that after the news. 8:30 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
105 minutes commercial free kicking off next with Jackson at 9 o'clock. What's on the way, friends?
New stuff from Aussie girl Sia.
Ooh.
She's a quirky woman, this lady.
I love Sia.
She's great.
Yeah,
that's not a Zumba. Do you reckon you could be friends with her or she'd be a little bit too much? Like,
I think I could be friends with her.
Yeah.
Her and Jade have the same laugh.
We do.
That's true.
Kindred spirits.
Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez for We Don't Talk Anymore. This song recorded when they were dating and then they broke up.
Like, it was a bit awkward, wasn't
way
it?
Way to jinx things, guys. The losers. Also, too, George Ezra, Blame On Me.
I like this song.
This man, I still stand by it. He looks like he's got BO, but he's got a good voice.
No. George Ezra doesn't match his voice. He looks like Justin Bieber with the voice of a
50-year-old
man.
They do not match.
Thank you, Jackson.
All right.
Kicking off after 9 o'clock, Jade.
It is, but now it's time for a special treat. 13:10:09, if you would like a date in Maddie's driver's license sweepstakes. So what we have here is the whole calendar of the rest of the year. You can pick any day. Maddie claims he's booked in for Monday to get his license. Still may not get it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We've got prizes on offer. So if you pick the correct date, we'll offer you 6 bottles of wine.
And 10 packets of Tim Tams.
Just added to the equation, hey?
Yeah. So we're opening the phones right now. 13:10:09 if you'd like a date in the sweepstakes.
Oh, let's take the calls now, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Live on the New FM, who's this?
It's Trish.
Hey, Trish, you're in the draw. What do you think? What date do you think I'll get my license for the sweeps?
Oh, I think you'll get it on Monday when you're actually booked to go.
Oh, that day's already been taken, so you're going to have to pick another date.
Oh, can you pick one for me, Will?
Yeah, you want a random?
Random? All right, I'll give you the 28th of July.
Very good.
Done.
New FM, who's this?
No, they're gone.
No, keep calling 13:10:09.
Well, there we
13,
go.
13:10:09.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're chatting to Jake from The Bachelor. Of course, third time on the show. We'll be speaking to him all about Bachelor in Paradise kicking off tonight. It's Wednesday today. Tonight, 7:30 on Win. Right now, Harry Styles, Adore You at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
I get so lost in
Harry Styles, adore you. Live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Bachelor in Paradise, rather, returning tonight. 7.30 on Win. One of the contestants joins us now. Jake Ellis is here.
Jake, how are ya?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Of course, massive show kicking off tonight. We're all excited. Now, there's been a promo kicking about where it's not yourself in the nude, but do you get nude?
No, not at the start. Let's put it that way.
What about a little bit later on? Do you put any fruit in front of your bits?
I don't
know
how to answer this question. I couldn't find any. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, the old fruit bowl's empty.
No good. Now, Jake, love you on the show, man. Now, this is your third time around. Now, what is it about the Bachelor that keeps you coming back? Like, is Tinder not working out for you? You need to find some other methods to find love there, Jake. What's happening?
There's probably much easier ways to do it, really, isn't there?
Oh, 100%.
But they're not getting you famous, are they?
Well, look, to be honest, like, I did find love, obviously, in season one.
With Megan.
And, yeah. You know, unfortunately, that didn't work out, you know, but so when, you know, they asked if I wanted to be a part of it again, look, it definitely does work, and, you know, I had such a great experience, so it was hard to say no.
Why didn't it work out? Did she break up with you?
It was a bit of a both. Like, we were living, you know, she was living in Sydney, I was living on the Gold Coast, and
yeah.
I was going through a really tough time with some family things. So, look, it just, you know, it was a bit turbulent, and it just wasn't, I guess, the right timing for her and I.
Now, Jake, what do you look for in a woman? What ticks your boxes?
For me, like, it's chemistry off the bat. Like, if it's not there at the start, it's not going to come.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely something I look for. But, look, I just want a best friend and someone that can laugh at my terrible jokes and laugh at other people and you know, and wants the same things in life.
Oh, it's very sweet. Jake, would you date Jake if you weren't married? He's a good-looking rooster.
You are a good-looking guy, Jake, but you're almost too good-looking where I don't know if I'd be able to trust you because you'd have so many ladies swooning around, do you think?
That's such a cop-out.
Oh, bees
hanging around a honeypot.
Jade actually just said,
you've been beating them off left, right and centre.
Before we spoke to you, she goes, I wonder how many women he's bedded. And, I mean, you know what? It's very easy if you're a good-looking guy like Jake.
Oh, 100%.
To say that, though. I do agree with him there. Because, you know what? You obviously are after love because you wouldn't be coming back on the show so often.
Is it you're genuinely trying to find love on the show?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Look, I'm not there for any other reason. You know, I've been very fortunate, you know, from the other two shows. Look, I've had some great experiences. I've met some great people, but... Look, you know, I've got a great career and, you know, I just want to settle down. That's
so you think you're just too good looking that girls find it difficult to approach you?
No, not at all.
What do you do for work, Jake? What's your career?
So I work in sales for a tech company here on the Gold Coast, so we've got a national presence.
I love the Goldie. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Well, the weather's great up here at the moment as well. So, but, you know, look, I've really sort of, you know, try to focus on that and, you know, try to grow up a bit.
Yeah, and I guess you're just busy at work and you don't have time for all of the romance and everything.
Now,
I don't think it's that, but look, you know, obviously, like, as I did find love, so it does work, but, you know, it's hard to say no to, you know, meeting new people in Fiji.
Jake, what did you think of Waleed from the Project slam on you? I thought that was a bit much, don't you think?
Which one?
Oh, well, he's obviously, you know, a bit obsessed with you. Like, what's the go there? Where did this start?
DMing or?
No, I feel like he's just not the demographic of the show. Like, I get it, he just doesn't like the show, but, you know, like, my decision is, you know, I don't need his opinion.
Does that anger you, like, having to deal with, you know, the haters online and whatnot and people professionally in the industry?
Yeah, look, it's a bit... It's funny you bring that up, actually, but, you know, it is a bit annoying, but, like, you know, obviously I'm doing my thing, I'm doing what I feel is best for me, and, you know, that's, yeah, obviously he just doesn't like the show, or he just doesn't like it.
Yeah. Haters gonna hate, you know what? Am I right?
In all seriousness, though, there are a lot of fans, a lot of people who love the show.
Massive.
If you don't find love this season round, like, the DMs, people must be hitting you up on your Instagram. Do you reckon you might consider like hooking up with a fan of the show?
Look, that's not for me. I think it's something I've never really been into. Like, I'd much rather meet someone and fall in love the right way. You do get some interesting DMs, that's for sure, both from men and from women. It's some pretty funny ones.
What do you think when the men start sending you messages, Jake? Because I'm gay, and, like, I'm going to be honest.
You're up his alley.
Those budgie smugglers with the pineapples on them, they're pretty good.
There's something hiding behind there, isn't there?
what's the most random thing you've gotten in your DMs?
I got a voice memo, I think it was actually yesterday, from a gay guy, and he's just saying, when are you going to grace my streams with your good looks? And I just had a laugh. It's funny. Like, they're all, you know, very friendly, and it cracks me up.
Not for you, though. Not for you.
That's sweet. I think that's a really great gesture.
Yeah. You got to be open to love, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So... look, I'm excited for it to finally come out and, you know, to go back through this weird and crazy experience.
Yeah, good stuff. There he is. Thanks for being a good sport,
thanks,
mate.
Jake
Ellis from The Bachelor in Paradise, kicking off tonight on Win at 7:30. Well, guys, I'm going to the Goldie.
Were you going to stalk Jake?
Off to meet a salesman.
Oh, bumped into
I
you.
I feel like he just admitted something there. Creevo, you said, you got to take love whenever it comes or presents itself. He agreed. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Well, 13:10:09 right now. Call. If you want to play heads or tails, you will instantly be put in the draw to win an amazing family holiday to Nelson Bay, breakfast every morning. But you'll also have the chance to win instantly a family pass to Port Stephens 4-wheel drive tours.
All right, well, flip that coin. There it is next here at the Novos. It's 8:50 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
The school holidays are here. Yay! And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
That's right. We're giving you the chance right now to win a family pass to Port Stephens 4-wheel drive tour. It's an award-winning and memorable 4-wheel drive and sandboarding tour on the incredible sand dunes of Port Stephens. Plus, just for getting on air, you automatically go in the draw to win an amazing family escape for a full week at Nelson Bay with
paradise.
Breakfast every morning.
Right sounds on our so doorstep, good. Hey. All right, let's go to Valentino. Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. Long time no hear, mate. What have you been up to?
Oh, work. That's about it.
Oh, good.
Mate, can it happen?
All right, well, just for getting on air, Valentino, you're instantly in the draw for that holiday. Will you walk away with the 4-wheel drive experience, though? That depends. Heads or tails, my friend?
I think today we might go heads.
Heads for Valentino. Sorry, mate.
No.
Thank you, Valentino. You're in
thanks
the draw,
for
though.
Playing.
Let's go to Trent.
How you doing, man?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, doing well. All right. So, of course, the 4-wheel drive tour is what's on offer. 50-50 chance. What do you want, heads or tails?
I'm gonna go tails.
Let's see what we got.
You like a bit of tail, Trent?
What's that? Sorry.
You like tails?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You mad weapon.
Well, it won you the prize.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations. You're a winner, Trent.
Big winner reaction.
Cue reaction, Trent.
Thank you.
No. That's what we get from that. Turn him down.
See ya.
Well done.
See ya, Trent.
Well, guys, very exciting. Tomorrow, big day.
Well,
we're celebrating your birthday, Jade. The 10-day event begins.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one tomorrow. We've actually got... So when we interviewed Resignal from MasterChef, who got the boot earlier this week off the show, he's a local boy. He has his business Cake Boy in Newcastle. Hit him up for a birthday cake, and he has agreed to make it for me tomorrow. So we're actually going to be taste testing his cake live on air. And I know this floats your boat, Creevo, because you're a connoisseur of the fine dining.
Well, I do like fine dining, and I love how you've like, turn this into... This is a treat for Crevo that a MasterChef has made my birthday cake.
I have the moment.
Hey, yeah. Reese, guess what? It's my birthday this Friday. What are the thoughts of baking me a cake? Because we're going to celebrate on Wednesday before I go up to Queensland.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want a bar of it, but somehow you've managed to get him to make you a $500 cake for your birthday.
Quick, boys, like every single one of his photos on Instagram.
How many photos did you troll him on? It's like 25?
Yeah. Anyway, he's a really nice guy. Talking to him after the interview. He's really cool. So he's going to join us. I'm going to taste his cake tomorrow.
I've got a big surprise for you tomorrow.
Oh, is it? Yes.
I already got you a present.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Yeah. What did you get, Jade Crevo?
It's a big surprise.
He's got nothing.
105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson. What's on the way, man?
No. No more I love you. Hayley Steinfeld.
That's Crevo to Jade now. Sorry, Paul. No present for you.
No present for you. No.
Botox. What more do you want?
I love yous. At least Crevo, you won't be able to see that she's mad at you.
true.
Belinda Carlisle as well. Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Great tune.
And also to Fat Liar, Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, great.
What did you buy, Jade Jackson?
Oh, A Heart Full of Love.
Oh,
it's priceless. Right, JD, I am going to get you one of my prints. I do remember that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We talked about that the other day, so it is pending.
Oh, thank you.
That's a nice gift.
That's really sweet.
No, Maddie. Trying to call me out here.
Oh, well, can I have one too?
Yeah, of course. All the team can.
I'll put it above my bed.
And if anyone else out there wants one, head to my Instagram.
At Jackson on air.
In all seriousness, he is a great photographer. What's your Instagram, Jackson and Snaps?
Jackson on air.
That was your old one, sorry. Jackson on air.
Jackson on air.
So
get
much
around
so.
It. Jackson
other radio stations take his pictures and use them.
They do.
Yeah, other stations around here.
Bless them.
Not as good ones.
All right, guys. More chances to win across your day. Heads or tails, those school holiday experiences. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.